With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An Israeli ultra-Orthodox party leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government. The party, United Torah Judaism, cites a number of disagreements over a measure granting military draft exemptions for religious students. Israel, meanwhile, killing out a major airstrike inside Syria to protect its Druze allies from an attack by Syrian tanks. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Israel has what we call a blood kinship between the state and the Jewish people, between the Jews and the Druze. And when Druze countrymen, when their relatives are under threat in Syria, Israel will come to their aid.
And he calls it a very close kinship.
And the Druze live in Israel. They live in Syria, in Lebanon, and in Jordan. And in Israel, they are intensely loyal to this country. They serve in the army. My own commander, several of my commanders were Druze, very, very fine soldiers.
NVIDIA getting approval to sell AI chips to China. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, says the technology giant has won approval from the Trump administration to sell its advanced H20 computer chips used for artificial intelligence to China. The company shared the news in a blog late on Monday, and Huang also spoke about it on China's state-run CGTN television network. The White House announced in April that it would restrict sales of NVIDIA's H20 chips. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
John MacArthur, pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, has died following a battle with pneumonia. He was 86. Investigation continues in Massachusetts, where 9 elderly people have been killed, dozens more hurt in a fire in an assisted living center. This is SRN News. An admiral and a drag queen?
The Navy has decided not to promote Michael Donnelly after it was revealed that he allowed a drag show to take place aboard an aircraft carrier. Rear Admiral Donnelly was due to be elevated to vice admiral when the Pentagon got wind of the drag show held on the USS Ronald Reagan under his command. The drag show involving a non-binary sailor was celebrated when it happened in 2017 by LGBT groups and the mainstream media. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with the new regime in Syria. The commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom and the safety of Syria's very small Christian minority. Latest outrage came after last month when someone bombed a church outside Damascus, killing more than 20 people. This is SRN News. Well, there's good news and a great way to prevent your puppy from getting fleas.
The FDA approves the first ever once-a-year flea treatment for dogs. The Bravecto Quantum shot has been approved for dogs and puppies 6 months and older. The vaccination is an alternative to treatments that need to be given every month. The shot does come with a warning. It may cause neurological damage and seizures in some dogs.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting with that story. It is a big night for the boys of summer coming up in Major League Baseball. The All-Star Game tonight as the best from the American League tangle with the best from the National League. The game will be played in Atlanta, so the senior circuit will be the home team. Stocks this hour, Dow Industrials off 244 points. The NASDAQ, though, is up more than 130. More details at srnnews.com.